Blog Talk Radio.
Of the true Israelites with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host for part number 11, exposing the lies of the Catholic Church in the Latter-day Saints Church. But we got so many memos coming in. This memo is very interesting here. And what is it saying? Here we have remixed a song and put your voice into that song. You will like it. Play it. It's on your answer machine. Yeah. Okay. All right. You'll remix the song and put those seals voice in with the song, huh? So now the seal remixing songs. All right. All right, okay, good enough. We take, might take a look at it. Might even play it. Might get some out of it. Never know. It ain't no accident about anything. That's the point we make. It ain't no accident about anything. No accidents. So let's see who'll be on stage for tonight's episode, part number 11. We got a memo. Young Ryan will be a little bit late coming in the broadcast. And Mother D up Israel said, look here, baby, you being late. I'm going to get in where I fit in. That's a great thing, Mother D.F. Israel. So, Mother D.F. Israel say, I'm ready to go. And Mother E. Always ready to go. So, hey, so we'll hold on to the young lion come on the broadcast. So let's see if we find the mothers and bring them in. And then we're going to play this message off the answer machine based upon remixing the seals voice in with a song saying we will like it. I don't know. We'll find out. So we'll talk to the mothers and we'll find out what you think about that, mothers. Hey, Mother D of Israel, tribe of Yahshua Judah, one of the mothers out of Cameroon. Yahshua spirit you there, see Mother D of Israel. You live everywhere. Live on Pam Talk, Blog Talk, Facebook. Live everywhere. Hey, Mother D of Israel. Yahuwah bid you a seed royal.
And Yahuwah bless you, seed of Israel, of seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mother. Well, you live everywhere, Mother. You live on Pam Talk, Blog Talk, Facebook, YouTube. Now, I just said I got a memo saying on the answer machine is a song that been put on the answer machine with my voice in it. Do you think we should play it, or should we just investigate it first? What you think about that, Mother? You tell them what you think about that.
In a remote.
Well, maybe you need to investigate. I haven't heard the song, so let me hear it.
Hallelujah. All right, then, Mother. Let's find out for Mother E what you think about that, Mother E. So Mother D.F. Israel said, whatever that song they got with your voice on it, go ahead and play it because they say, Sir, you will like it. I don't know. Y'all got a lot of chaps, folks, said we'll find out. So now we're going to find another mother out of Camp 1, Mother E. Israel, tribe of Yahshua Judah. Mother said, we'll hold on to the young line, do what he got to do. We'll hold on. So, hey, Mother E, tribe of Yahshua Judah. Yahshua beat you at Sea Royal. Hey, Mother E, tribe of Yahshua Judah. Let's see where Mother at. Where she at now? Let me find Mother E. Hey, Mother E, tribe of Yahshua Judah. Yahshua beat you at Sea Royal.
Yahuwah bless you, see Israel, of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Mother. Now, Mother E, you know Mother Z is sent back to death saying, you know, I'll give you a commentary on something. Let me hear something first. Okay, good. We'll bring up a little bit later. But now, Mother, it's a memo on the network saying, Sir, we have put a song together, a remix song, and put your voice in it. Play it, and you will like it. But think about that, Mother. You think those seers should play it right away or investigate it? What you think that those seers should do? Play it and let everybody hear it all together or investigate it first? What should those seers do there, Mother? You on the clock, come on.
You got my voice in it?
No, it got the Seal's voice in it.
Oh,
they got those
okay.
Seal doing mixing a song. So what I asked Mother D up Israel, what should I do about it? She said, go ahead and let it roll. We ain't got nothing to hide, let it roll. What you think about that? Should we let, should we go and play it now or investigate it? What you think about that, Mother E? Come on.
Well, I said it's I'm gonna leave that up to you. That's your phone. So if you feel that you can play it now, I said play it. But it's up to you.
All right. Well, we'll just so out of mouth of two or three witnesses. Every word is established. So what we do, we'll just play it, and we'll see. They said we will like it. So I don't know. We'll find out. Let's play it, Mother, and see what's going on. Then we'll see if we can get going on in tape number 11. Let's play what Seer now doing some remixing, according to them. And they said old Seer going to like it. So let's find out. We'll find out right now, Mother, whether I like it or not.
Yahweh the Father, Yahweh the Son. Thank you.
I'm a father, I brought a son, and star is his word.
It's like a code. What you can eat and what you can't eat. See alkaline, and then it's right here. I don't know what that is. But it'll tell you what you can't eat.
and the glory forever if you obey. Well, let me get back with the mothers and see. Mother D.F. Israel, what you think about that Mother D.F. Israel?
Well, I love it.
Hallelujah. You want to give a comment on it? You want to give a comment on it, Mother? We got plenty of time, Mother D.F. Israel. See, somebody somewhere is working, is paying very close attention to everything the Six Anointed Camps are saying, and they're going to put it in the song and say, you're going to like it. So, and I know one thing about it. If it get past the mothers, then I guess we working with something. So you want to give a comment on what makes you say you like it, that Mother D.F. Israel?
It's the truth. Now, that's what I like. It sounds good to me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Mother E. Hey, Mother E. About that remix with those Hills voice, what you think about that, Mother E?
Well, the part I heard was okay, but it all of it went clear.
Okay, well, it's coming out the ass machine, so no, it ain't gonna be clear. But what part did you hear? Did the part you hear would you go along with it or what? It needs some more investigation.
Well,
what do you think about that, Mother?
All of what I hear was when you was talking about the children of Israel, that they were the chosen. And then you were talking about, when you first come on, you were saying, wait a minute now. I guess I'm going to get you to feel bad.
Look forward to this. You got to obey. You got to obey the word.
Yeah. Well, I hear that part.
What they did, Mother, they taken a lot of our sayings from other tastes and put it all into that one song. That's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
They take it from a tape from that broadcast, this broadcast, and that broadcast, and they just put it all together. So they had to burn a little midnight oil to come up with that. So I don't know. The jury is out, but the mother says okay. If it's okay with them, it's okay with me. All right, good enough, dog. That's the way it is. So we'll take it like that. We'll leave it like that. But what I did get out of it, I was taking some notes down. They made some statements. You know, about you will go through some tribulations and you will go through some mercy waiting on you, some glory waiting on you, some wisdom. I heard a lot of things and I did take some notes. So I tell you what, we'll investigate that tape a little bit, mothers. So the young lions will be a few minutes late coming to the broadcast, so we'll investigate some of that good stuff. So Mother E, look right down at Luke chapter 12. Verse 12, and let's investigate a little bit of this and see what can we work with on tape number 11 on that message that we just heard off of the machine. So when you come in late, we'll miss the broadcast, but remember, it's rebroadcast back over at 9:30 tonight, or you can catch it on Facebook, YouTube, Pal Talk. So we'll go back over everything and go back over and take notes so we know somebody somewhere is monitoring this broadcast real good to get all them fans out of that one song. So, Mother E, look right down at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see, can we investigate a little bit what we just got through here and come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will talk to you and teach you what you need to know at that very same hour. So Mother D of Israel, we're going to open up in the book called Second Ezra.
Okay.
And we're going to secretly investigate some things. They said something about some leaders, and I wrote down a whole lot of stuff just behind it. See, one thing about me, I believe I'm a greater note-taker than trying to tell something. I can take notes even better. So I took down a couple of notes, Mother, about this, you know, you got to love your neighbor and all that good stuff. So let's investigate all this good stuff. See, let's fill in the blanks that was not said. Let's see if we fill the blanks in. Let's look at 2 Ezra chapter 1, verse number 24 down to 24. We'll take it down to verse number 30, yeah. Let's take a look at 2 Ezra chapter 1, verse 30. And Mother E held me 31 through 35, then come right back in at 36 through 39 there, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's see if we find out a few things on the way of finding out some things. 2 Ezra chapter 1, 24 through 30. Start right there, Mother D.F. Israel. Come on.
2 Ezra chapter 1, verses 24 to 30. Verse 24, what shall I do unto you, O Judah, would it not obey me? I will turn me to another nation, and unto those will I give my name, that they may keep my statutes. 25. Seeing you have forsaken me, I will forsake you also. When you desire me to be gracious unto you, I shall have no mercy upon you. 26. Whensoever you shall call upon me, I will not hear you, for you have defiled your hands with blood, and your feet are swift to commit manslaughter. Verse 27. You have not as, yea, have not as it were forsaken me, but your own self, says Yahuwah. 28. Thus saith the Almighty Yahuwah. Have I not prayed you as a father, his son, as a mother, her daughters, and a nurse, her young babes? 29. That you would be my people, and I should be your Yahuwah, that you would be my children, and I shall be your father. 30. I gathered you together as a hen gather her chicks under her wings. But now what shall I do unto you? I will cast you out from my face.
So he's saying, he's talking to Judah, Southern Kingdom. He's saying Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon. He said, when you call on me, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon, I ain't gonna hear you, because everything I gave you to, you don't do nothing. You won't act right. He's talking to Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon. So hold that for Mother. I want to precept that, Mother D of Israel. I want to precept that. But he said, now you don't want to do right. So he's gonna tell you some things that he did for you with the precept, so there's something for us to think about. He said, Judah, and what's up under Judah was Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon. He said, y'all won't do right. I'm going to cash y'all out. Let's get a precept on there. Let's see what they did, mother, in the book of Amos. Amos chapter 2. And we're going to look down at verse number 4. Let's take it down to verse number 9. We're going to Amos chapter 2, verse 4 down to verse 9. See, you have to precept your Bible to analyze what he's saying. And anything that is said to you, it got to be a precept to it. If you got the right spirit, he'll give it to you. So what is he talking about? Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon, he said, when y'all call on me, I'm responding to you. Because you don't do right. Find a little bit more about it, Mother D of Israel, by precepting to Amos chapter 2, verse 4 down to verse 9. What did he say? Amos 2, 4 down to verse 9. You're on the clock, Mother. Come on.
Amos chapter 2, verses 4 to 9. Verse 4. Thus says Yahweh, for three transgressions of Judah, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have despised the law of Yahweh and have not kept his commandment, Torah instruction, and their lies caused them to error after the which their fathers have walked. Verse 5. But I will send a fire upon Judah, and it shall devour the palace of Judah. Is that palace? Yeah. Verse 6. Thus says Yahweh, for three transgressions of Israel, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they sold the righteous for silver and the poor for a pair of shoes. Verse 7. That paint after the dust of the earth on the head of the poor and turn aside the way of the meek. And a man and his father will go in unto the same mate to profane my righteous name. Verse 8. And they laid themselves down upon clothes, laid the pledge by the every altar, and they drank the wine of the condemned in the temple, with the temple of their Parshakar. Verse 9, yet destroyed I the Amorites before them, whose height was like the height of the cedar, and he was strong as the oak. Yet I destroyed his fruit from above and his root from beneath.
Mm-hmm. So when you read this read in Amos, that verse 2, 3, 4 to 5, that's talking about southern kingdom. But when you got down to 6, down to verse 9, you're talking about northern kingdom. See, children of Israel was, so when you got down to verse 6, this was the northern kingdom have. This is what they did, but you let them all know, what I killed nations for you, but y'all won't do right. So you see it to northern kingdom, then you will turn right around and done the same thing, Judah, that you're doing today. So you followed northern kingdom, and you're doing the same thing. So that's right now that we have to come and bring this information to you, because southern kingdom, which is Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon, they're doing the same thing that northern kingdom that got them put off into captivity. They're doing the same thing. He's saying, but he was telling Amos to remind them what he have did for them, that they need to turn from their ways. blessed. All right, so we see now Mother Eve. Let's come on back to that second Ezra now and pick up verse 31 down to verse 35. Let's see if we can get a little bit more. So we just got a precept out of that. Let's see what we got in second Ezra 31 to 35, Mother. Hey, Mother E, what we got from second, what that was? No, first Ezra.
That's me, Ezra.
Thank you, Mother E. Second Ezra,
chapter 1,
verse 31 to 35. What can I say that, Mother E?
Second Ezra, chapter 1, verse 31 to 35. Verse 31. When you offer unto me, I will turn my face from you, for your solemn feast days. Your new moon and your circumcision have I forsaken. 32. I sent unto you my servant the seal. When you have taken and slain and torn their bodies in pieces, whose blood I will require of you, of your hand, said the Yahweh. 33. Thus said the Almighty Yahweh, your houses is desolate. I will cause you out as the wind do stubborn. I will cast you out as the wind do stubborn. Verse 34. And your children shall not be fruitful, for they have despised my commandments and done the thing that is evil before me. Verse 35. Your houses will I give to a people that shall come, which not having heard of me, yet shall believe, to whom I have shown no sign, yet shall do that I have commanded them.
Mm-hmm. So, read verse 32 again, Mother, because he making a statement to Ezra about the children of Israel. But what did he say he did in verse 32, Mother?
Second Ezra, chapter 1, verse 32. I sent unto you my servants, the seal, whom you have taken and slain and torn their bodies in pieces, whose blood I will require of you, of your hand, said the Yahweh.
So he don't like the fact that he raised up early and sent his CLT to tell you about, you know, how to get back upon the, you know, for the national audience sake, his grace. Because remember one thing, he said he always sent somebody to tell you something, and what he said is sincere to tell you, you know the reason why you ain't got his grace? Because you're not doing his grace. So, Mother, precept 2 verse 1, Mother. Give me 2nd Ezra 2 verse 1. Let me get a precept on that, Mother. 2 verse 1.
2nd Ezra chapter 2 verse 1. 2nd Ezra, chapter 2, verse 1. Thus said the Yahweh, I brought this people out of bondage, and I gave them my commandment by my servant, the seer, whom they would not hear, but despise my counsel.
So, when you do not hear the seer, according to the last line, what are you doing? So when you pay the seer, no, never mind. According to, now, Now, any one of you mothers can take this right here, you know, for no airspace to be in. So when you despise the seer, according to the last line, what do the Almighty think about that? According to the last line.
You despising Yahweh's counsel, he is sending the seers for to warn you. So you despising his word.
So you despise his word, and the way you hear his word is through who?
The
seers. Ain't that something? So when you play the seer, no, never mind, you're really despising your mighty one. Because he's saying that's exactly how he operates. He said he came down and told you nothing. He said, when you hear from him, this is how you hear from him. It's according to 2:1. See, that's one of the greatest mysteries. That's always supposed to some man, you know, but that ain't the Bible. That's why we got to come now to let you know. When you despise his seer, you really despise his word. According to verse 1. Is that what we read, mothers?
Hallelujah.
Okay.
And see, is that what we're reading or not? Is we reading this or not?
Is that who despise my counsel?
Well, okay, well how do you hear his counsel?
According to
verse 2. Oh. So that's how you hear his counsel. So you thought he's gonna come visit you one Tuesday afternoon while you sitting there drinking some herbal tea or something. No, it don't work like that. This is how it works. And see, you always learn something on the way of learning something. He's very angry at the children of Israel because the order of things, when a seer bring you something, well, I don't like that part. Well, see, you don't like that part, but it ain't the fear. He don't show you what the book is telling you because I know we want his salvation and we want his grace. We want his mercy. So how you think you don't get it? You got to follow the order. You know, every now and then, the fear, he wouldn't mind getting a pat on the back every now and then, but this word is some stout stuff. It got to be brought out. So he's going to make him plenty of enemies. You know, like the book left that message saying, you know, say I like to just put my arm around your neck and run you into the tree. Why you want to do that? I want to run you into the tree. See? That's how you see. Different kind of talk going to get you cut off according to his Bible. Because, see, we want to tell you something good, but we got to tell you what the man's saying first. And there's something good to tell you, we'll tell you. But you got to obey when the word come out and apply this. And stop get up into your feelings. Can we bring something to you? It ain't our words, it's his words. Now, so mother, let's see what is his plan that he got to do in verse number 37. Let's look at first, second is of chapter 1, pick up verse 37. Because by the time I be thumbing around with 36 with you, we'd be up, we'd be 30 minutes up the road, so we'll skip down to verse 37 to 39. And listen real good. Remember, the angel, the Holy Ghost, or the righteous spirit, whatever way you want to choose, he is telling Israel, the reason you in captivity, the reason y'all in trouble, because you pay, they don't pay you no never mind, and I'm coming to you, but I'm really coming from the Father and the Son, to you, to tell the children of Israel, why don't they come back to the Bible? Get out their feelings. So verse 37 down to 39 there, mother. So let's see if we ramble through this. 37 down to 39, come on. Second Ezra 1, 37 down to first.
Second Ezra chapter 1, verse 37 to 39. Verse 37. I take to witness the mercy of the people to come, who little ones rejoice in gladness, And though they have not seen me with bodily eyes, yet in spirit they believe the things that I say. 38. And now, brothers, behold what greatness, and see the people that comes from the east. 39. Unto whom I will give for leaders Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, Hosea, Amos, and I don't know if this is Michael or Mick. I can't see who that is. Micaiah? Is that Melchiah?
Yes. Yes.
Joel?
Micah.
Joel?
Moving.
Yeah. Joel, A, and Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
That's 39.
40.
Nahum and A. S. A. Zechariah and Malachi, which is called also an angel of Yahweh.
Now see, they call her angel of Yahweh. Now see, now you see who the angels. See, remember the Bible is a double meaning. So you see who the angels is of Yahweh. Angels. Now, when you precept your Bible, you'll find out what do an angel mean. See, you can't just always look at an angel as somebody got wings on. He gave you names that he's gonna raise up. Slash one of these names in Israel's time. On the left side of the book is dead. But the spirit of these guys will return. The spirit of these guys will return. Because the Almighty got so much power, Mother E. In 12 verse 7, what do the Almighty do in the book of 12 verse 7 of Zechariah? Something he do, Mother. I mean, Ecclesiastes. In the regular book. Something Yahweh do with the spirits after he done left the body of a person, he do something that we can read. So in 12 verse 7, can you help those mother? Because see, when we come in that word, we don't know where we're going, but we're going to teach from that answer machine message about putting the fear into a song, and there's a lot of stuff in that song. But we like it. The most they like it, I like it too. But it's a message in there that our problem today is we don't recognize the sign of the time. Yeah? Okay. Then you always play the seal, no, never mind. You play the seal, no, never mind. But he's telling you what this man is saying. Huh? That's the fact we try to. It ain't my words. I love to get a pat on the back every now and then. I do a pat on the back. It's only 6 inches away from getting a kick in the rear end. So, you know, every now and then, you know, but we got to deliver this thing. And probably it'll wake up the two-thirds that will be saved. It will be a two-thirds that will be saved. But we can tell you now, hold all them points. Read that, mother. And I want to go to some else. So now say, now, don't you go. Since you went there, you might well go there. Hey, Mother E, I need Mother D of Israel. Have me Zechariah 13, 8 down to verse 10. Now, since you
are
you might well go there. After Mother read, Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7. After you read that, you have me Zechariah chapter 13, 8 down to verse 10 waiting on me. Come on, Marie. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7. We want to find what happened to the spirit. What happened to the spirit once you lay down? Once you shut this thing down, body, go back to the ground, we're going to talk about that breath that you breathe. In 12 verse 7, it's going to tell us what happens after you shut it down. 12 verse 7, come on.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto Yahweh who gave it.
See that? So the dust is you. You was made from the dust. You going back. But that spirit is in you, which is called a breath of life. In 2 verse 7, which we're not going to read, it comes right back in the possession of the mighty one. And you take that same spirit and plant it back, whether it's good or evil. So you, like a lot of wicked people out here today, you can trace them, they same wicked back to back yesterday, that if you know how to do it. You can watch the spirit that's in a person and say, look here. Hey, that you got the spirit of such and such a person of old. And then you got to recognize when somebody got a spirit of such a person of old too, whether it's good or bad. But see, he'll give you that discernment once you understand that everybody that once was here is back now. It's back now. He'll put that spirit in them, and you got to recognize it. Like he just said, he gonna send you leaders, and the leaders will be in the spirit of Abraham, Isaac, and all them big dignitaries. So now you have to recognize them spirits, but all the way you can recognize them through the pages of the book, not because they got the name. No. They're going to have the action of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all these seers because they are the angel of Yahweh. And all that an angel mean, Mother E, the definition of an angel, according to the Bible, in this case, let's go to 2 Kings chapter 1, Mother. We're going to 2 Kings chapter 1, and this, you know, this is for the national audience sake. See, it ain't about feeding our flesh. We live on Blog Talk, Pal Talk, YouTube, and Facebook. It's about feeding them, wake them up. We're trying to wake them up. So we're going to 2 Kings, Mother. On the 2 Kings, we're trying to get the definition of these angels. But how you get the definition of these angels, you got to read some books. See, the Bible will tell you what this means about these angels. Now, let's look at it in 2 Kings chapter 1, verse number 3. Now listen to this. Mother Z, listen to this real good. In 2 Kings 1, verse number 3, down to verse 5. Listen to this.
2 Kings chapter 1, verse 3 to 5, verse 3. But the ministering spirit of Yahweh said to Elijah, the Tishbite, arise, go up to meet the messenger of the king of Samaria, and say unto them, is it not because there is no Yahweh in Israel that ye go to inquire of Beelzebub?
He said, let those see again for a minute. So now, see, what happened with this big dignitary, this big king, he fell off the ladder and fell down and He said, well, my days is coming to an end. He told one of his messengers, go and seeking you go to Beelzebub, the false Yahweh or Ekron.
Mm-hmm.
So his messenger was running down and trying to ask about his master, his master going. But then those seer Elijah, he was, you know, sitting on the dock of the bay. That's for, remember, that is, a seer can't see no further than his nose, see. That ain't the definition of a seer. You take the word seer and you go with it wrong, and we're going to tell you what the definition of a seer is right in this right here. You can't see past your nose, but you'll be able to see through the pages of this book. When he tapped me on the shoulder and said, look here, put this and put it with that. That's how they operate today. So Elijah was sitting on the dock of the bay. So he was sitting on the dock of the bay. But then all of a sudden, the angel of Yahweh came and told him, get off the dock of the bay. I got an assignment for you. Let's see what happened in verse number 4 there, Mother.
Verse 4. Now therefore, thus said the Yahweh, thou shalt not come down from the bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. And Elijah departed.
Hey, hold that part. Before you read 5, you see that? So Elijah, the seer, didn't know, he didn't understand Jack until the little spirit coming. Like I said, he shows us what he wants to know through the pages of the book. And then our job is to give it to you, you know. So now, Elijah didn't know nothing, but the word came to him and told him, look here, you know that old big king that's over all of Israel, he fell down and hurt himself, and now he want to go to some paganism. He want to go to some Lord God and Jesus and seek your Lord God and Jesus get back up, you know, in temporary time today. He said, tell him, no, he ain't getting up. He said, I'm going to kill that king for doing something contrary to the Yahweh of Israel. See, once you understand the Yahweh of Israel got all the power, this is the man that got all the power, then you'll stop fumbling around with yourself. You'll recognize he don't like when you call him by another name or you not doing what he told the seers to tell you to do. He don't like that because that's great power. Hey, Mother, let Mother, dear Israel, hold that point, whatever you got. We know you're 13th chapter. But see, my mind was saying go that way for a minute through the message phrase and all. I want you to go another way. Okay? See, when you obey, that's it. You got to obey. What? The word. Let's go to the 45th chapter of Isaiah, Mother, dear of Israel. We'll pick up verse number 6. Let's read 6 down to verse 8. Let's see if we tie in what's going on right here. See, the Yahweh of Israel, I don't care what worship you go, you never hear about the Yahweh of Israel. You go to the Catholic Church, nothing about the Yahweh of Israel. You go to the Latter-day Saints, nothing about the Yahweh of Israel. You go to the Baptist Church. You go to the Muslim mosque. You never hear nothing about the Yahweh of Israel. So don't you know that something is wrong? He said, you go tell that piece of king that he think he going to recover. The Yahweh is in Israel. That's the game changer for you to know. See, you thinking you getting blessings. Yeah, you getting temporary blessings from Satan the devil. He in the blessing business in Luke chapter 4. And Matthew's 4. But if you want Yahweh's blessing, you got to obey the order that he set up. Now we're going to case in point on the power that the Yahweh of Israel got in the 45th chapter of what I say again. I said
Isaiah
45:6-8, Mother. Thank you. Thank you, Mother Z. Isaiah 45:6-8. Listen to this.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 6 through 8, verse 6, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, that there is none beside me. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. Verse 7. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, Yahweh, do all those things. Verse 8. Drop down, you heavens, from above, and let the sky pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, Yahweh, have created it.
You see, saying the Yahweh of Israel is the one that done all of creation. So this is one of the greatest mysteries. And you know what we, and this is what we'll do. Our mother, help me out. Mother, dear Israel, go to 55 and pick a verse 1 of Isaiah. You see, and we always get caught up on what happened. Why did this happen to me? But then he has the seer to tell you from his point of view, the seers don't know jack. But the ones he worked with is through the seers. So in Isaiah 55, Mother dear Israel, can you help those see out on with a precept? Listen to what he's saying that we can read. Isaiah 55, pick a verse 1 there, Mother. Come on.
Isaiah 55?
Yeah, pick up a verse 1.
Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. Ho, everyone that thirsts, come you to the water. And he that has no money, come you buy and eat you. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price.
Go ahead.
Verse 2. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken, listen diligently unto me, and eat you that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Verse 3.
Hold on, man, mother. Let those kids get up in there for a minute. And he said, why are you spending your money for that which is not bread? And you be laboring your time all out. You're spending money for that which is not bread. You know, everything the Bible tell you do it contrary to the Bible. And you want to know always why something always trap you up, always knock you back. Because you be doing things that the Bible don't support. He said, you're spending your money, but that was not bread. Huh? Now, let's read a little bit more in verse 3. Now, listen to what he's saying in verse 3. What is that, Mother?
Verse 3. Isaiah 55, verse 3. Incline your ears and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercy of David. Verse 4.
Hold on. This man's a covenant keeper. He's a crown your ear and hear. Hear what? The covenant. You got to hear the covenant, see, right? You got to hear the covenant. Climb your ear to hear. If you send a ministry and they're not keeping the covenant, and the ministry telling you the covenant is done away with, that's a recipe to be thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. That is contrary to the Bible. The covenant, give me 15 verse 1 of Sirach. Can you have those see out in 15 verse 1? See, we don't know where we're going, and there's no accident on what's going on today, but understand something. If we not keeping the covenant, Mr. Preacher, listen, you killing yourself and everybody to listen to you. This is about the covenant. You got to be a covenant keeper. If you're not a covenant keeper, the man going to throw you in the bottom of the lake of fire. That's what the man's saying. So, mother, what I say, Sirach 15, verse 1, what's that saying anyway? What's it saying, Sirach 15, verse 1 anyway? Hey, mother, what can we read out of Sirach 15, verse 1?
Sirach, chapter 15, verse 1. He that fears Yahweh will do good, and he that hates the knowledge of the law shall obtain her. Okay. He that has the knowledge of the law shall obtain her.
He said you got knowledge of the law. The law is his covenant. He said the only way the man going to work with you, you got to make sure you got the law. That's the covenant, see, are you? But you see in these churches, and they don't keep no law. And you want to know what happens. You take three steps up and always something hits you. You might have a pocket full of money, but then you got to go see Doc Cook. Oh, I got to go. I got Doc Cook on my speed phone. Why? I don't know what'll happen. You know what'll happen? Yahweh is telling you what is happening. If you want him, you got to keep the covenant. Hey, mother, go to the 15th chapter of 2nd Ezra and pick up at verse 1. Now we're going to the 15th chapter. Yeah, same book. 2nd Ezra chapter 15, verse 1. Now here's another seer talking. See, every seer of the Bible only repeats what they heard another seer have said and tied all in. So now we're going to 2nd Ezra 15, verse number 1. What did it say there, mother?
Book of 2nd Ezra chapter 15, verse 1. Oh, boy. 2nd Ezra, chapter 15. Verse 1. 2nd Ezra, chapter 15, verse 1. Behold, speak thou in the ear of my people the words of the seer, which I will put in your mouth, said the Yahweh.
He says, speak to them prophecy. Speak to them prophecy. And the seer is going to tell you what the man is saying. Speak to them prophecy. About what? Talk to them about what, mother, that we can read in verse number 4 and 5. What?
Verse 4. For all the unfaithful shall die in their unfaithfulness. Verse 5. Behold, says the Yahweh, I will bring plagues upon the world. This was famine, death, and destruction.
Now, when last time you step into your place where you pay all them tithes, free will offers, and donation to, and heard that? He said, I'm going to bring plagues, destruction, death on this people. He's telling the Israelites. Like when? Like what? Now, Israel want an example. Can you give me an example on what you're going to do in time to come? He said, can you give me an example? That's what Israel say. Verse 11. Give him an example, mother.
Verse 11. But I will bring them with a mighty hand and stretch thy arms and smite Egypt with plagues as before, and will destroy all the land thereof.
He said, I will smite Egypt as before. So the Egypt, he's talking about not the one back there when Moses brought them out of Egypt back then. Egypt to you is bondage, slavery. He said, I'm going to smite them as before. That means I'm going to get them again in time to come. So get your people prepared to know that one day I'm going to get them, the ones that is not keeping my covenant and keeping my law. So when you go and sit up around these pastors, these shepherds, what is he teaching you? Is he teaching that the Almighty going to do these things as before? Or are you telling you some smooth things? What are you telling you? Is he telling you what the Bible said he's going to do? See, that's what we do. We tell you what the Bible says he's going to do by precepting the Bible. The man going to do you some damage. If you do not have the law, which is his covenant in the change room, the man going to burn you in the fire. So we try to tell you what's going to happen. It's up to you. It's up to you now. So, now, what we left off on, Mother, we read in Isaiah, didn't we? We read in Isaiah about the power that he had.
The covenant.
So we read about his power, right? We got that out the way. Let's bring our elder, Mr. Tibbs, in. He'll tell y'all about the broadcast, Elder Mr. Tibbs Israel, and we'll pause for a minute, and we'll get back on where we're on. See, what we're telling you, why you keep spending your money for that was not bread? Let's come back to the 55th chapter, Mother. Let's give a bit more. Then we'll bring our elder in. So we're clear that he says, and 55 verse 4, Mother, I need 4, 5, and 6, and we'll bring our elder in. He'll tell you about this broadcast that is now on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, YouTube. We're everywhere. But we're going to read verse 4, 5, and 6, Mother. Mother of Israel, what can we read out of Isaiah 55, verse 4, 5, and 6?
Isaiah 55, verses 4 to 6, verse 4. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Verse 5. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nation that knowest not you shall run unto you, because of Yahweh, your Yahweh, and for the righteous one of Israel, for he has glorified thee, earned thee. Verse 6. Seek you, Yahweh, while he may be found. Call you upon him while he is near.
Hear the man saying? Hear the man saying? Mm-hmm. He said, look at it. He tells you, you know, and how you know he near? When the sixth anointed counts come on these broadcasts, and you is able to hear, then you need to seek him why he can be found. He for the sixth anointed counts. It's up to you. When do you ever sit in the ministry and they tell you anything about prophecy? About what's going to happen to you? If you ain't got the law and you ain't got the covenant, the man telling you exactly what he's going to do. And I've got to tell you what he's going to do. Now, Mother E, give me one verse, verse 7 and verse 8. Then we're going to get our elder in. We're in Isaiah 55, verse 7 and 8. Hey, Mother E, what does it say in Isaiah 55, verse 7 and 8?
Look at Isaiah chapter 55, verses 7 and verse 8. Verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the upright man his thoughts, and let him return unto Yahweh, and he shall have mercy upon him, and to our Yahweh, for he will abundantly pardon. Verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said Yahweh.
See, you can't sit around and sit on the dock of the bay or sit on the couch and think you understand Yahuwah's thoughts. It don't work like that. The only way you understand Yahuwah's thoughts, you gonna have to have the leaders of the 600 camp show you what this man's saying through his book and tie it into you spirit-led. You ain't gonna come up with this answer by sitting on the dock of the bay. Well, I'm gonna sit on the couch and I'm gonna speak to my Lord and my Savior. You're gonna be speaking to Satan, the devil. That's what you're gonna be speaking to. Because if you don't know what he's saying, you got to hear from these pages of this book. See, he don't meet you on one Wednesday afternoon while you're at the subway and blackjack you into his word. No. You got to hear his word. That's how you get understanding by hearing his word to the ones he have anointed to take care of his business. So you got to have a plan. If you're going to get this man your tithe, free will, offering, and donation, he got to teach you something besides Jesus alone. He got to tell you where you stand at right now. If you ain't got the law and the covenant, the man going to burn you in the fire. But we know if he tell you that, you'll start holding back that tithe and free will offerings and donations, and his long cock will get a little short on him. So what do? He get on the back of a tiger and hold on, because if you're on the back of a tiger, you can't get off. Don't you stay on the back of a tiger? That means lying, you know, because you can't outrun the tiger, can't out jump him. So you got to stay on his back. So you got to stay on the lie that you've been getting all the time. You got to continue to tell people that Sunday is the day of the Almighty. His name is Lord God and Jesus. Because if you open up one can, you're all over the place. Now, so if you eat, you can't ease off the tiger, even if he go to sleep. You got to go sleep with the tiger. Even if the tiger take a nap, you can't get off his back. You still can't, well, with the tiger go to sleep, I'm going to ease off money him and break out running. He's going to run you down. So you stop. If you come clean, see, and we try to tell you, these pastors can't come clean. They're going to tell you about 3 years rapture up and away, and how you get salvation is believe on our Lord Jesus Christ. That going to get you thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. We're telling you that. That's what we're going to do. We're going to bring our elder in, and he'll tell y'all about this broadcast. So we know he always these big meetings with all these big dignitaries, and he's going to press this national audience on Pair Talk, Blog Talk, Facebook, YouTube, and many more to come. Elder, Mr. Tills, Israel. Yahuwah
bid you, see Roy. And Yahuwah bless you, see Israel, see Roy. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. Well, the stage is set. The fox tail has been lit and the curtain hair went up. So whatever you want to tell this national audience, take the time and let the mothers in those cities get their cue all warmed up. And we'll be back after you. Lay the foundation down. You're on the clock. Come on.
Well, once again, Yahuwah bless you, see Israel. And thank you for bringing me in through tonight's broadcast. And you always hear me say it's a pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. And always I say that's a good thing. Because many people need to be drawn into this word the right way. As you say, the Latter-day Saints, I have battled with them for the past few weeks, as most of you have known. And also in some of the political meetings to try to find out what's going on. Because when you don't find out what's going on around you, it's like being in a jungle, not aware of the lions that want to eat you up. I mean, we sort of attack the smaller prey, but it's stuff that want to eat you up too. Well, to bring you back to present day, we don't live in the jungle. We live in what you call the concrete jungle. And there are many different lions out here today, things that want to eat you up mentally and spiritually. I just got out of a meeting with 37 Ward Alderman Emma Mitz. They kept me in that meeting almost an hour and a half talking about the things that they want to do. Did you get that? the things that they want to do. And actually, most politicians are always telling you the things that they want to do. But once they get in, you never see what they do except sit back, be quiet, and collect the tithes and offerings. That's something, isn't it? This is the reason why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching. Law bump the gums for righteous learning and Christianity. You're welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of the Aquas Ministry. We come to you live, open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, and always, about Yahuwah's Word. Learning how to connect the Bible books, your health and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. All these things are important because this is information you came to seek and have found this in the voices of the true Israelite, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the regular days of Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. That class time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is 6. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. And the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. You use this on any search engine, enter tribeyada.com. After you click enter, look for that big lion that you will enjoy seeing. And right under that lion, you will see tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. But again, on some units, you might see menus. Clicking that, you'll still see the choices. You'll follow the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, for you can to the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory to his name, and bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you thus says Yahuwah live. Also for building a school, which is very well needed for your biblical edification. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Yahuwah. Also while there, keep yourself informed about the feast days. We have a calendar. Check that calendar, and we'll let you know when the feast days come and what they are. This feature is only available for us during our live broadcast time. But anyway, we also have two email addresses to reach us. The email addresses that you can reach us will be tribeyada@gmail.com, and the other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject counseling and those related topics. We also have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This will be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on the scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. As a reminder, you heard a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. And that's something to think about. Also, by calling this number, you can order what our members know is the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or after. As you might imagine, he's pretty busy with that WCC. The New York Station stockholder, Mr. Sigard, announcing many memos that most of us have seen. And now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call trying to teach, you will only hear discouraging gospel. But now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our today's program, you can catch the entire show at 9:15 today, except Fridays. Our program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Dakwa Radio Live. And after clicking on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Live with God Dakwa. And just choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during our normal Broad Talk broadcasts, we're also transmitting in South Talks. Actually, as the CEO said, we're transmitting on a few. We're transmitting on Power Talk, Broad Talk, Facebook, YouTube. Just try entering G-O-T-T-Y, Tribe Yada. And after clicking on, look for our information and you will find us on these particular sites, transmitting everywhere. On Power Talk, you can log in on your tablet or computer. Just download the Power Talk app. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. You'll find a room will hold 50 or more listening participants. This is where Yahuwah's Word will be working through your Bible education. Online there to answer those topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs Israel, along with the Seer of Israel, writing as Shaka. So in this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Power Talk, Broad Talk, YouTube, Facebook, as the Seer says, all over the place. I'll be with you all. But as a reminder, when we're giving the scriptures to speak, try to see it. Be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly. Remember that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners, even the Latter-day Saints. So, let's pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right. Hallelujah, Yahuwah, on that. So I put a little charge on that microphone you got. And so I'm saying one thing. You know, we piggybacking off of the early answer machine message, and we piggyback off of a little bit of that. But see, one thing about it, but we found out something on the way to find out something that the Almighty is not pleased with you children of Israel, especially the lead tribe. Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon. Simeon today is called Dominicus. You know what I'm called? Oh, they got that big statue of Christopher Columbus right in the heart of the Dominican Republic. They call them Dominicans over there in the island. They got one of the biggest statues you want to see, the one that enslaved them. Now, where they mind at? Matter of fact, they mind so bad over there in Dominicans. You know, they mind so bad, even this ball player was named Sammy Sosa, he didn't like his color. He would just jump down in some white paint and just try to drown himself full of white paint. Now, you see him now when he put a baseball with the Cubs, and seeing now, you know, it's like seeing what Moses and Aaron seen when they seen Miriam 80-some years later. That's what he looked like today. See, you see our mind, we in bad shape. See, we in bad shape. It's so much information we need to got to bring to the table, but we only on a broadcast three nights a week, but in the same token. But the message is getting everywhere, so we leave it there like it is. So, we see the young lion, he came out of his cave, he be ready to do a little out of his den to do a little run. So, he's going to be finding young lion. What you say there, Mother D.F. Israel? What you say there, Mother D.F. Israel?
I say my mother, my granddaughter talking.
Okay. Well, you show that granddaughter that shoe or one of them belts that used to be, and I'll tell her back up for a minute until we can get out the way. Now, so now. You know, Lion, he coming on stage for tape number 11, so we can bring him in and see if he's ready to holler in the microphone a little bit. And we know Sister B.S. J. Israel said, listen, see, I ain't ready to come on the microphone yet, but let me learn a little bit more about this Yahuwah and this Yahuwah of Israel. Then I'm going to holler in the microphone real soon. See, I'm listening to how the program is going, and I want to holler in the microphone real soon, too. Hallelujah. Young man, Brother Micaiah, child of Yahuwah Judah, up and coming teacher out of Camp 1. Yahuwah be you there, see Royal.
Yahuwah bless you there, said Israel, of Seed Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Online. Excellent. Now, Mother, dear Israel, what did we leave off on? I know I got an idea what we left off on, but what I want to do is understand something. When we come on this broadcast, we're going to tell you what this man's saying. That's what we're going to do. But we clear, young lion held me, Leviticus chapter 19, 1 down to 3, 16 through 18, 30 and 37, waiting on me. But mother, hey mother E, mother D.F. Israel, what do we do know that we can read in Acts 14, 22? Hey mother. D.F. Israel, what do we do know in Acts 14, 22? Come on.
Okay. Acts 14, you say 22?
Yes, ma'am. What do Acts 14, 22 say?
Acts chapter 14, verse 22, confirming the souls of the disciples and exalting them to continue, what's that, disciples? And exalting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of Yahuwah.
So what is he saying? He said, listen, he said, we trying to, you know, pump you up, understand? You must go this thing. To get to where you want to get to, you must go to a mother, D.F. Israel. How much tribulation you got to go through?
Much tribulation.
You see what I'm saying? So sometimes you will hear things that you don't like. Okay, mm-hmm. We trying to save your life. We trying to tell you we've been wrong. It's time to make a difference. You will have to walk in order according to what we read. Now, precept that mother. Hey, mother. Mother, dear Israel, precept that Romans chapter 5, 1, 2, and 3. And Mother E, have me St. John 16:33 waiting on me. Mother
D.F.
Israel, what can we read out of Romans chapter 5, 1, 2, and 3?
Okay. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 3. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with Yahuwah through our Yahuwah, the Son. Verse 2, by whom also we have access by faith into his mercy, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the mercy of Yahuwah, greatness of Yahuwah. Verse 3, and not only so, but we honor in tribulation, also knowing that tribulation works patience.
So he says, when you get caught up and get hemmed up and jacked by the Almighty, he said, have patience.
Then
you will have to stand. You will have to taste some tribulation. So when I jack you up, and we all of a sudden you jack you up a little bit, and you get a little tribulation, don't run. Don't run when you get a little tribulation, because to get to where you got to get to, you must go through some tribulation. Don't run. What that mean, that mother? Hey, Mother E, what that mean in St. John 16:33? What that mean, Mother E?
The book of St. John, chapter 16, verse 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer.
In this world, you... Say it.
I have overcome.
I get excited all the time, Mother. He said, look here, be of good cheer, because you're going to go through some tribulation.
Right.
And the tribulation you're going through is whatever you love the most, that's where your tribulation is going to start in. Whatever you love the most, that's what the Almighty going to crank them up on you and bring you your tribulation to see what you run from the word. See? Now, Mother, back that up and give me a precept on that. And young line, we know you're holding Leviticus 19:1-3, 16-18, 30 and 37, but I need to have Romans chapter 13:9-14 first. Hey, Mother E, what can we read out of Mark chapter 12, verse 29-30, Mother E? Mark chapter 12, verse 29 and verse 30. What can we read out of this, Mother? Come on.
Okay. Mark chapter 12, verse 29 and verse 30. Mark, come on. Mark chapter 12, verse 29, read. And Yahweh answered him, the first of all, the commandment is, hear, O Israel, the Yahweh, our Yahweh, is one. Verse 30. And thou shalt love the Yahweh. And you shall love the Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all your mind, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment.
All right, Mother. So, according to verse 29, who is he telling this message to about you got to love you some Yahuwah with all your might and all your strength? This is the first commandment. So who is he telling this to according to verse 29? Who is Paul telling? He's over in Rome now. According to 1:5-7, he's over in Rome. Speaking to what people, he's telling this is what they got to do. According to verse, now this is Yahuwah talking, but no, we ain't in Rome yet. Excuse that. Mark 12:29.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in Mark 9? Who are you giving this message to in 12:29?
Hear, O Israel.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Excellent, Moses. Now, you said that with conviction, Moses. You don't see it get happening with something like that. Hear, O Israel. That's one of the greatest mystery in teaching. Hear, O Israel. I mean, think about it. Those that's in the cabin, foundation, tapestry, can't ever see old Israel preaching, stop and expound on it. When? What day did he do that? Did he ever expound on it? He might read class or Israel like it's a play. He's talking about the whole 12 tribes. See old Israel. But he don't break that down. Because he wants to stay on that tiger's back. See, that the tiger's back is Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. So you're going to ride that back of the tiger all the way in, even if he take a nap or not. When the tiger go down, you so scared to leave that tiger because you know that tiger's going to get you. And you just going to take it all the way in. But look what you're doing. You're taking grandma with you. You're taking Aunt Willie Mae with you. You're taking Uncle Bo Peep with you. You're taking everybody with you by teaching them Islam,
and Lord God and Christmas Sunday. You take everybody with you. That's what you're doing. Now, Paul, he heard this right here, young lion. And now Paul is in Rome. So now, what we just heard in Mark 12, 29, 30. Now, he's over in Rome. He over there where the Romans at. Guess who over in Rome, too? The children of Israel. So now, he can look them eyeball to eyeball and say something to them in the 13th, 9 through 14. Young lion, what are you telling me we can read? Romans chapter 13, 9 down to verse 14. Come on.
The book of Romans, chapter 13. We're going to read verse 9 down to verse number 14. Verse 9 reads, "For this you shall not commit adultery. You shall not kill. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this same name. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 10. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Verse 11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Verse number 12. The night is far spent. The day is at our hand. Let us, therefore, cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Verse 13. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chamber and wantonness, not in strife and envying. Verse 14. But put you on the Yahweh the Son, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof."
Now you hear that message? All he done was pull that verse from Mark 12, 29, and 30. But you go to these places now called the churches, and they got this coming with somebody else. This somebody else talking. See, that's why we must come now. Paul is bringing the same message. He just didn't put in here, O Israel, because we've been in captivity so much. But when Paul left to go to Rome in 1:7-9, he over there with the children of Israel telling them, it's time for y'all to do right. Now, that was the message that was said in Rome. Matter of fact, he said some more to them along the way, Mother Dear of Israel. Hey, Mother Dear of Israel, he said some more along the way in 10, 1, 2, and 3 of the book of Romans. So he said some more. See, they talking all over the book, but if you don't precept nothing, you think he's talking to a Christian, Islamic, Judaism, but if you precept your Bible, it'll tell you the story. Now, he's in Rome, right? Now watch he address we talking to, and Mother D of Israel going to deliver the knockout blow in the 10th chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3. He going to look them eyeball to eyeball, and he going to say something to them. What did he give and say to him, Mother D of Israel, Romans 10, 1, 2, and 3? Mother D of Israel? Mother D of Israel, what are you getting ready to say to them that we can read? And the book called, what I say again?
Romans chapter
10. Yes, ma'am. What can we read in 1, 2, and 3? What can we read?
Romans chapter 10, verses 1 to 3. Verse 1,
yes.
Brethren, my mind, desire, and prayers to Yahweh for Israel is that they might be saved. Verse 2, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of Yahweh, but not according to knowledge. Verse 3, for they being ignorant of Yahweh's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of Yahuwah.
He says they got a zeal for the Mighty One, but not according to knowledge. They got a zeal because you know what they're doing? Wrong day, wrong name. They got a zeal for the wrong day, wrong name, and even all. They got a zeal for that. But there's no knowledge in that. He says they got a zeal for this. He said, but Paul is letting you know his desire is for Israel to be saved. Now, that's big talk. Paul said his desire is for Israel to be saved. Now, why we can't hear that? That's his desire. So now you know Paul's desire. His desire, he wants Israel to be saved.
Yeah.
Now, we got a precept. Hey, Mother D up is, I mean, Mother E. Now, Mother E, we got a precept there. See, that right there, saved from who? Saved from what? See, what is Paul's desire for the children of Israel to be saved from what? From what? Let's see if we precept the Bible and find out what you're talking about. Let's go to 2 Samuel, Mother, and 3 verse 18. Let's find out what is Paul saying. He said his desire. So now you know Paul's desire. Paul's desire for Israel to be saved. They got a zeal for some mighty one, but not according to knowledge. But his desire is for you to be saved. Saved from what? And from who? Hey, Mother D. Mother E. Let's go see out in 2 Samuel 3:18. What can we read in 3:18, Mother E?
Book of 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 18. Now then, do it. What Yahweh has spoken of David, saying, by the hand of my servant David, I will save my people Israel out of the hands of the Philistines and out of the hands of all their enemies.
Think that's something. So Paul was saying, see, Putnam, he couldn't talk straight up. He knew you knew the left side of the book. Remember, he was over there wrong. All the big dignitary was there peeping at him. So he had to talk, you know, in parables to him. He couldn't come out and say what we're saying now. You know, because that's why you brought that lie in what happened to Peter and Paul. They were hung upside down in Rome. Man, they were nowhere near wrong. You see? So he was quoting Samuel back in Samuel 3:18. That, you know, I desire to see you that over in Rome, you children of Israel, saved from your enemies. Rome is your enemy. But he couldn't say it like that. You see? That's what I'm trying to tell you. Now, you're online in Luke chapter 1. Can you have to see out in verse 6 and 7 down to verse 42? See, everybody is always pointing back to the left because he knew that you was brought up on the left side of the book. The Bible is a continuation of writing. You know, such thing, Testament, Old Testament, is a continuation of writing to 96 A.D. When John put his pen down in 96 A.D., his story was told from Yahuwah. Everything you hear after 96 A.D., the council over there, the council they had over there, in 300-something, all of them saying the devil. Yahuwah talk is over with now. So all you do is rehearse the righteous act that you can read. Luke chapter 1, 72 down to 67 to 72, young lion, bring it out. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 67 down to verse 72. The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 67 reads, and his father, Zacharias, was filled with the righteous spirit and prophesied, saying, 68, blessed be the Yahuwah, Yahuwah of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. 69, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the family of his servant David. in the house of his servant David. Verse 7. As he spake by the mouth of his righteous seers, which have been since the world began. Verse 71. That we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. Verse 72. To perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his righteous covenant.
Hey, that's you hear what the man is saying? You see, that was trying to bring back to you, to remember the righteous covenant. The only way you'll get to where you got to get to, you got to remember the righteous covenant. The righteous covenant tell you keep Sabbath day. Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. That's what the righteous covenant tell you to do. Satan, the devil tell you keep the first day of the week, Sunday, sun worshiping. You can't remember the righteous covenant by keeping Sunday. Huh? You gotta keep Friday night to Saturday night. See, that's when you know you in a ministry that's showing what the Bible's saying. That prayer was for you to not be caught up with your enemies and come about that foolishness. You see? Now, right. So now, we read that Paul was in Rome, and he had to talk over their head and under their head, but in your head, he couldn't tell you what we just heard. So that same thing, but we can talk to you straight up, because this is truthfully the last days. Meaning, when the voices of the true Israelites, this is the last messengers that you need to hear from. We're going to show you what the Bible says. It's up to you. We're going to show you how to get back upon his grace and his mercy according to Scripture. We're not going to never be in front of the Scripture. We're going to be behind them. So now, you read all we read all day long based upon, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. They never told you, but who is your neighbor? They'll look at you and they'll turn around in your church and say, person be looking like, hey, neighbor, tell your neighbors. Mm-hmm. Man, that's a joke of Satan. That ain't the neighbor he talking about in his Bible. You better read about this thing. See, they ain't number parakeet. Now turn and look to your left and look to your right and say, neighbor, you see neighbor. That? That's a joke of Satan. We're going to show you the neighbor at right now. We're going to show you now. We're going to Leviticus chapter 19. And we're going to find out 1 down to verse 3, 16 through 18, verse 30 and 37. Now, you better learn, according to the Bible, about who your neighbor is that you can read for yourself. So when next time you go into these old pagan places of worship, they tell you turn to your left and turn to your right and say, neighbor, you're going to say, man, this is dope from Satan the devil. Let me get up out of here. Leviticus 19, 1, 2, 3, 16 through 18, 30 and 37. You're online, bring it.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 1, 2, 3, 16 down to 18, verse 30 and 37. The book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 1 reads, and the Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, you shall be righteous, for I, the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, am right. Verse 3. You shall fear every man his mother and his father and keep my Sabbath. I am the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Verse number 16. You shall not go up and down as a talebearer among your people, neither shall you stand against the blood of your neighbor. I am the Yahuwah. Verse 17, you should not hate your brother or sister in your mind. You should in any wise rebuke your neighbor and not suffer sin upon them. Mm-hmm. Verse 18, you should not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you should love your neighbor as yourself. I am Yahweh. Verse number 30. You should keep my Sabbath and reverence my temple. I am Yahweh. Verse number 37. Therefore shall you observe all my laws and all my laws and do them. I am the Yahweh.
Now look at that. Read 19, 1, 2, or 3 again. Now look at that. So you see what do you see when you precept your Bible, it's telling you about who is your neighbor. He said, love your neighbor. Stop having a wicked eye on your neighbor. You see, your neighbor, what you're getting ready to read, and this is what you're going to be telling your neighbor in 19, 1, 2, and 3, with the precept of Mother D.F. Israel, by having me Leviticus chapter 18, verse 1 and verse 30, Mother D.F. Israel, Leviticus 18, 1 and 30. Let's back up to 19, 1, 2, and 3. Now listen good. See, listen good. Who's your neighbor? You say, you don't have no grudge against your neighbor. Oh, I just can't let that go. But then, hey, you're not up on the will of Yahweh. You got to let it go. To get to where you want to get to, he put this on you, and he always make you the closer one to you, be your worst enemy for time to come. Oh, I just can't get over my neighbor. So my neighbor might be my pillar partner. You have to get over that. You got to press for tomorrow going forward. You got to get over that and move forward. I was just trying to see, will that hold you back? You got a piece of kids can be your tribe. Will that hold you back? You got to look at this word and make a judgment call according to this word, not according to your feelings. And when you get rebuked, that means corrected, don't run. Because if the correction can save your life, but you to help somebody else. It's up to you to listen. What you reading there, young lion? Give me that 19, 1, 2, and 3, and mother, have me Leviticus chapter 18, verse 1 and 30, waiting for mother, D.F. Israel.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1 reads, and the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, you shall be righteous, for I, Yahweh, your Yahweh, am righteous. Verse 3, you shall fear every man, his mother, and his father, and keep my Sabbath. I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Now look at that. Now you see what he was talking about. That was Paul was talking about when he got to Rome. He couldn't call out the children of Israel because he knew that they was over there messing around, and Paul had to speak to a lot of them. That he had a bunch of them speaking Latin, a lot of them speaking Greek, a lot of them speaking Hebrew too. They native tongue, never lost their native tongue, but they got caught up on the Greek rule. Then you got to speak Greek. Latin, the Romans jump you, then you got to speak Latin. See, but you had your tongue in the, because the person learned another language, that don't mean he could get his old language. See? Never get nothing. Now, mother, what can we read out of the book of chapter 18, verse 1 and 30? Who's doing all this tall talking that we can read?
Leviticus chapter 18, verse 1 and verse 30. Verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 30, therefore shall you keep my ordinance, that you commit not any one of those abominable customs which were committed before you, and that you defile not yourselves therein. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Yeah, he said, you're not doing what you can read out of this Bible. That's an abominable custom. he said, now we're going to show you something else that's abominable custom, according to Yahweh. See, one thing about it, we're going to tell you what the Bible's saying, and Mother D of Israel, back up to Genesis 3 and pick a verse 10 and take it down to verse 18. Now, Mother D of Israel is going to read this to you in Genesis chapter 3, verse 10 down to verse 18. We're going to read this to you, and you listen to what's going on that happened with your first parents. And let's find out what's going on in the garden in Genesis chapter
3.
Pick up verse 9, Mother. Pick up at verse number 9.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 9 to 18. And Yahweh called unto Adam and said unto him, where are you? Verse 10. And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. Verse 11. And he said, who told you that you were naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded you that you shouldest not eat? Verse 12. And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Verse 13. And Yahweh said,
Hold that point. So he said, have you ate what I told you not to eat? Adam, we talked to Adam. He said, Adam, is you eating what I told you not to eat? Then I tell you something, Adam and Genesis 8. Hey, Mother, eat. He said, didn't I tell you something over in the book of Genesis 18 and 19? Didn't I tell you something with the precept of 13, verse 10 of Hosea, Mother, eat? He said, he called Adam. He said, hey, Adam. Hey, come here, Adam. Didn't I tell you something over here? And 3:18 and 19. Hey, Mother E, what do Genesis 2:18 and 19 say that we can read?
Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 and verse 19. Okay. Genesis chapter 2. Verse 18 and verse 19. And Yahweh said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. Verse 19. And out of the garden, the Yahweh formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam, to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
So Adam, Modia of Israel. So Adam was 37 verse 12 of Sirach. So what was Adam? Sirach 37 verse 12. He called unto Adam. Sirach 37 verse 12. Mother, D, F, Israel. What's going on with that verse?
Okay. What's
going on with Sirach 37 12?
Okay. Sirach chapter 37, verse 12. But be continuously with the Yahweh man, whom thou knowest to keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh, whose mind is according to your mind, and will sorrow with you if thou shalt miscarry.
said, if you get caught in a tight, make sure you with a, what kind of man that mother?
A Yakwali man.
And what would a Yakwali man do if you get in a tight, according to that verse?
Who you know to keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh.
And what would he do by keeping the Torah instructions of Yahweh? And what would specifically do?
And will sorrow with you. And will sorrow with you if you shall miscarry.
Is it? What happened to you if you got a Yahwali man, he gonna know what to say according to the scripture. But what we do, what the Bible, we never talk what the Bible say. We don't never do nothing the Bible tells us to do. Nothing. We don't do nothing the Bible tells us to do. Then we always won't know what'll happen. He said, Adam, hey Adam, now mother, you got me in that Hosea 10:13. He said, Adam, come here. Didn't I give you orders to say whatever you say at the end of it? Didn't I give you that order? I told you whatever you say, oh, that's the end of it. Didn't I do that way, Adam? So what happened, Adam? What happened? Where did you fall off at that caused the problem that's going on today? He's looking at Adam. He said, he's looking at Adam. What were you doing? Them fruits and all that stuff is going on. You think it's something that you can go to the store and get it? Let's see what's all this good old yeast going on in Hosea 10:13. What kind of yeast was going on, mother, that we can read? Hey, mother, ye Israel, what can we read? What Adam on all that great, big, tall eating? By the mouth of the seer and 10:13. Come on.
The book of Hosea, chapter 10, verse 13. Hosea chapter 10, verse 13. Ye shall apply wickedness. You have repaired iniquity. You have eaten the fruit of lies, because thus did trust in thy way. And the multitude of the mighty men.
So mother, so what did Adam eat from Eve? What did he eat, mother, according to that verse right there?
Lies.
The fruit of a lie.
Fruit of lies.
That what he ate, the fruit of lies. Ain't no fruit on no tree. You eat and you got any kind of smart or knowledge of anything. You probably got a nice belly behind a nice eating up some belly, but it don't give you no wisdom eating no fruits. If that's the case, you're going to need none of these institutions today. You just go out in the garden and grab you a fruit and eat it and you got some knowledge. No, it don't work like that. You was eating some lies. You was eating lies. And I told you, when you eat them lies, you die, Adam. That's what I said. You're going to die. I told you, Adam, if you eat the lies after I've got you straight, you're going to die, Adam. And he always going to test you with your bed partner. That's the one he's going to test you with to see what you, remember Delilah told old Samson. He said, you know, you just making me look bad, my Samson. He said, why don't you tell me where you were straight at? Tell me something, Samson. Do something for me. And tell back to my people, you know. And she kept pressing him. See? Yahweh can always put the kung fu grip on you, on the closest one to you. That's going to be the one that can deliver you up. It's up to you to see what this book's saying. Huh? It's up to you. Now, we leave that right there. Come on back there, Mother D.F. Israel. Now, that's why he called Adam. What you mean? He says, because I'm naked. What that supposed to mean? Well, you say I'm naked. See, now Christianity, it's got him over there with no clothes on. Yeah, that's Christianity for you. That ain't the answer to that. You got to go in the Bible and find out what you mean by you naked. What you mean you naked? Hey, you got to go into the Bible. You can't go into speculation from man. What make you naked? See, we find out there, young lion. Let's find out so we can read. See, if you sit in the ministry, if they tell you, you see where Adam was naked, he tried to hide himself. Yeah? So that was naked he talking about, Mr. Preacher? Yeah, that what he talking about. He said, you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm just going to disappear from you. Because if you will tell me that, that same thing will tell my loved ones, what you just told me. See that? So, but we're going to precept the Bible and find out what was this nakedness going on in the garden. We're going to precept that, young lion. And we're going to find out what's going on by finding out about this nakedness. Let's see what we can read. In the book, Yahweh delayed Moses. He delayed him for a minute. You know, just for things to happen. You know, close thing to Moses was his right-hand man, the seer of the hour. That's the closest one to him at that time. So, we better take a look at this nakedness. Young lion, I'm struggling right now. I'm looking right over in the 32nd chapter. I want to, when Yahweh told Moses in verse number 7, 32, verse 7, what did he say to Moses while he was sitting there talking to Moses? They were both skinning and grinning, and Yahweh was talking to Moses, but another spirit was talking to Yahweh the same token while he was talking to Moses. Then Yahweh turned around and says what in verse 7? What he says in the 32nd chapter, verse 7. Let's read a little bit and see what's going on. 32, verse 7. Let's read a little bit.
Book of Exodus, chapter 32, verse number 7. Verse 7, read. And the Yahweh said unto Moses, go, get you down, for your people, which you brought it out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. Verse 8. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I have commanded them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereunto and said, these be your Yahweh, O Israel, which have brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Verse number 9. And the Yahweh said unto Moses, I have seen this people. And behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Verse 10. Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of you a great nation. Verse 11.
Stop it there.
And Moses.
Stop it there. Stop it there. So you see, let's see who Yahweh is talking to. Moses. Because Moses was the Yahweh of the hour. He was talking to Moses. He said, Moses, you know the people that you brought up. Now, Yahweh is distancing himself from him. He know he the one brought him up through Moses. He said, Moses, people you on brought up, they don't corrupt themselves. Moses. So get you down and let me see what you do. Skip down to verse 19.
Book of Exodus, chapter 32, verse 19. Verse 19 reads. And it came to pass, as soon as he came near unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing. And Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hand and break them beneath the mountain. Verse 20. And he took the calf which they had made and burnt it in the fire and ground it to powder. And strawed it upon the water, and made the children of Israel drink of it. Verse 21.
Hold that that phone. That show you Moses. That show you Moses wasn't no Moses. Man. Moses, you sure understand something? A man of Yahweh, he ain't no kitty cat now. He's delivering a knockout blow and face the consequences. Because you know he got the backing of Yahweh. Look at Moses seeing it. They had a molten calf. What do you mean? They got a cross up there. They got a cross. They got a 5-pointed, 6-pointed star over there. They got a rock. Well, they all up in this thing that Yahweh told the children of Israel have nothing to do with. So if you walk up to a statue and you see a cross, you know that ain't got nothing to do with Yahweh. That's made with man hand. You walk and see a rock, somebody worshiping rock, that ain't got nothing to do with Yahweh. Look here. That ain't got 5-pointed, 6-pointed star over the door. That ain't got nothing to do with Yahweh. Nothing. It's up to you. Because Moses, he don't wax hot now. Guess we wax hot with. Let's find out who he. Let's see who we.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Moses, read me a 7 verse 1. Exodus 7:1, Moses. Exodus 7:1. Hey, Mother, see Israel. What can we get out of 7 verse 1? Exodus. Up Israel?
Huh? I can't hear you.
Huh? Give me 7
verse 1. I couldn't hear you.
Give me Exodus 7 verse 1.
Exodus 7 verse 1.
Yeah, what it say?
Exodus 7 verse 1. And Yahweh said unto Moses, see, I have made you a Yahweh to Pharaoh. And Aaron, your brother, shall be your seer.
Is it? So Moses got to come down and contend that the closest one to him was his right-hand man called his brother Aaron. Yeah? So you said, where's the Yahweh going to try you at? The closest one to you, that's where he's going to try you at. Let's see how Moses responds to the closest thing to him. But when he left, he told Aaron, take care of the business, Aaron, because I got to step out and talk to me some one-on-one with some Yahweh, IHWH. So now he is, the closest thing to him is Aaron, because Aaron is the seer of the house. Let's see what he said to the when he got to look at him eyeball to eyeball, and we want to hear what the response of the seer, did he say? Once Moses, what he got to say. It's that young lion and verse 21, let's read a little bit.
Okay.
23.
Okay. The book of Exodus, chapter 32, picking it back up at verse 21, down to verse 1. We stop at 23?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The book of Exodus, chapter 32, verse 21 reads, and Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto you that you has brought so great a sin upon them? 22. And Aaron the seer said, let not the anger of my Yahweh wax hot. You knowest the people that they are set on mischief. Verse 23. And they said unto me, make us Yahweh, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him.
Ain't that something? You hear him tap dance? He said, no, mm-hmm. He said, the people, I don't care what the people saying. If the Bible don't support it, you don't do it.
That's right.
I don't care what your Lord wants you to do. Listen. The Bible don't support that, my loved one. I ain't doing that. Huh? I ain't put that on my resume. He said, you know how these people got how low down they is. You know how they roll. He said, I know how they roll. But you understand one thing. You care the word of Yahweh. Do the Bible support what you're doing, making a graven image and a calf and say, make this and go before us? is, and all things we give praises to, Mother E. Hey, Mother E, in 115, verse 1, what are we supposed to do, Mother, that we can read in Psalm 115, verse 1? Hey, help those see out, Mother, in 115, verse 1. 115, verse 1. What does it say?
Book of Psalms, chapter 115, verse 1. Okay. Book of Psalms, chapter 115, verse 1. Not unto us, O Yahweh, not unto us, but unto thy name give honor for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake.
So we supposed to all to give honor to a golden calf, right, Mother? What we supposed to give honor to? what we supposed to give honor to?
Yahweh.
That's right. Not no calf, not no cross, not no rock, not no five-pointed star. We all to give honor to who, Mother, that we can read?
To Yahweh.
That's it. That's all we give honor to, is Yahweh. We don't give honor to no graven images. We don't get caught up in that, Mother. Because when you do that, let's see what you have did for your whole congregation, back to the young line. Let's see what you just got through doing. Now, back to the young line. When you honor the images in all, let's see what you done did. And verse 25, Exodus 32, 25, young lion, come on.
The book of Exodus, chapter 32, verse number 25, read, 25. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron the seer had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies.
Hey, that's something. So you think the people was all walking around with no clothes on? No, they was naked from the word of Yahweh. So when he's in the garden talking about, hey, where are you at, Adam? He's talking about he ain't got no clothes on. The man had a garment on.
Right.
He was talking about you have made yourself naked for him. You make yourself naked. You're not keeping the Torah instructions, following the order. You have been made naked, and you have a meat coat on with four, five pair of these dudes on. You naked in the sight of Yahweh. Your preacher have made you naked because it ain't an order thing. So that's what he mean by he say I'm naked. See, now Christianity and Islam. Look at him. He ain't got no clothes on. No. You're naked because you have no more with your mighty one. Now it's time to deliver you up now. That's how you let yourself naked. When you keeping Sunday, Lord God and Jesus, huh? Not understanding what this Bible saying, you losing your blessing, that's what makes you naked. Come on back there, Mother D, up there. Let's read a little bit more about this nakedness. But now you know what the nakedness, he hid himself because he was too ashamed to face Yahweh because he had listened to Satan get in his better half here and she tell him about some things that going to get him cut off. But Yahweh wasn't worried about her. He was worried about that leader. That leader, when I send a text on you, because you know Adam had the most curious woman, that most pious woman, he like a pancake right off the grill. He got a real deal.
Hallelujah, boy.
You got to watch that flesh to get in the way. Because Adam had to, what you call, pyramid to the pyramid.
Hallelujah,
boy. You see what he was tested with? Well, that's what the, you know, hey, remember, she came from him, and, you know, he's working with, hey, he's working pretty good. Leave that alone. Now, back to Mother D. of Israel. Hey, Mother D. of Israel, Let's read a little bit more. Take it straight down where you left. So now we know the nakedness is you're not under the will of Yahweh. So when you're not upon the will of Yahweh, you are naked. Come on back there, Mother Gia of Israel.
Genesis chapter 3, I left off at verse 12.
Okay.
Okay, verse 12. And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Verse 13. And Yahweh said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. 14. And Yahweh said unto the serpent, because thou hast
Mo. So we clear by being on Pair Talk, Blog Talk, Facebook. She gave Adam what? What did she give Adam? Anybody give up?
Alive.
She was lying from him. She was lying from him from saving the devil.
Yeah.
She was lying to him. But she believed him lies. She believed him lies.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, but what did she supposed to have did, Mother E, in 1 Timothy 1:13? What supposed to happen? 1:13. See, once you find out that you've been lied to, what's the feeling? Not to be lied.
1:13.
To make a judgment according to 1 Timothy 1:13. See, you got to, when we come to the network, it's up to you to make a judgment if you find out you've been lied to. What was going in the garden was out of line going in the garden, headed by Satan the devil. He found the woman, do a lying to her, and she took it and lied to him. A whole lot of lying was going on. Now, what? Mother E.
Mm-hmm.
Let those see out of King, Mother E. It was
that's
not done out of. We got to bring Mother Z in and bring the elder back. We got to get at this end. Never know how much time we got left. So,
First Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and unjust, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorant and unbelief.
So you got to come clean. You know, a lot of them just they don't get off the back of that title. If you're a preacher. You tell your preacher, Genesis 2:3 said, blessed be the seventh day of the week. And you will say, no, every day is a blessed day. Why would you tell me every day is a blessed day? And the Bible said 2:3, the seventh is a blessed day. You see? So they're going to take you all the way. They're going the bottom of the leg of five. Guess what? They're going to take you too. Until they're making a judgment when you show them the verse and say, well, we're doing it wrong. Let's for the people's sake, let's correct this day and do it the right day. Now you might have a preacher of the word.
Hallelujah.
And after you get it the right day, he said, now let me show you about the right name. They don't supposed to be want to cuss and fight with you. They're supposed to make a judgment for the people's sake. It's about the people. It ain't about you first, Mr. Preacher. You teaching us wrong. I'm paying you my tithes, free will offering donation, and you is teaching me wrong. And I'm showing you teach me wrong according to the Bible. You're teaching according to men. And you still won't do right. See? So then now you know. So keep that in your mind. Now what we're getting ready to read? What we're getting ready
to
read? Mother Z.
Coming back to the book of Genesis.
Look, Seer. That's long enough. Where can I get on the microphone? I want to talk. All right, no. Hold on. Let's get our elder in. And we bring Mother Z, because Mother Z said, look, I'm ready to give me a commentary on take number 11. I'm ready to talk some. Let me find Ayel and bring Ayel back in and give his closing remarks on take 11. And then we bring Mother Z in to give a commentary on take number 11. Hey, Mr. Till, Israel, you back on the clock. Come on.
Well, once again, Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel. And thank you for bringing me back and for tonight's broadcast. And this is very interesting what we're going through right now. And I hope a lot of people are paying attention to this. Because there's many things that's happening to us each and every day. This is the reason why we do have these intermittent commentaries along with Bible verses to help educate those people vividly that need that. I should say, some people should actually take time to go through the travels that I do and see the things that I have seen. But anyway, you can get this and more on the Voice of the True Israelites. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's Ministry, which is very educational, biblical-wise. We give you the word of Yahweh, learning how to connect the books. We speak about your health, foods you should eat, and all this comes from this one book, which we've been often questioned about. We give you this information because you have not. This is the information that you all came to seek and now have found that in the Voice of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And as I mentioned before, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Class time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Simple class starts at 12 p.m. And your online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. And right on that search line, type tribeyada.com. After you see the big line, under that line, you'll see tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after this, you'll still see choices. You'll choose the tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what we've read before in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name and bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you thus says Yahweh alive. Also for building the school, as I mentioned before, which is very well needed for biblical education, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we also speak of on this program, Yahweh. Also while there, we have a calendar. Check that calendar to help keep you, your family, in tune with the Bible feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. Speakers available during our live broadcast time by entering Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribeyadav@gmail.com. The other is yadavisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. We also have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first being a live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave those messages on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by anyone with 69 accounts of Yahweh's ministry. Also, in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I'll have to remind you once again, you only hear a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. You can also, by calling this number, order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, the reason for saying this is pretty busy with the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many members, and now even addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Of course, unless you're trying to teach, you only hear that discouraging doubt. And for those of you who have missed the beginning of today's program, catch the entire recorded show at 9:15 p.m., except Friday's program. Time will be repeated after 10:30 by entering Yahqua Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for Voices of the Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during our normal Blood Talk broadcasts, we will be simultaneously transmitting our information on Pal Talk. While we're getting calls all over the place, we will simultaneously be transmitting our information on Pal Talk. You can get there by phone, tablet, or computer just by downloading the Pal Talk app. You will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah, once again. Our room will hold 50 or more listening participants, where Yahuwah's Word will also be working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those on the table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Fields Israel, along with the Seer of Israel, Writing and Shotgun. So we can continue our teaching. We will turn our program back over to our Seer Israel and say, hallelujah.
All right, hell, that's the part. Hallelujah. We go find our mother, Israel, tribe of Yahdah, Judah, no one of the mothers out of camp wants you. You see, you know, I got to give a commentary. I got to put on table what the Almighty gave me. So when do I get the microphone? Well, mother, well, that's the best part of all, Cass. Hey, Mother Z, tribe of Yahdah, Judah, Yahdah, beat the S.A. Royal.
Yahweh bless and keep you, Seer Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, there, Mother. My mother, we lied everywhere. And what the Almighty gonna put on you to tell this national audience on tape number 11, and we lied everywhere. Pal Talk, Blog Talk, YouTube, Facebook, over 800,000 plus on the international side. Take your time. The light is on you. Come on.
I'm going to read some in Proverbs 4 and start reading at 5, and then I'm going to turn over to Proverbs chapter 14, and I'm going to start reading at verse 18. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5. Trust in the Yahweh with all thy mind, and lean not unto thy own understanding. Verse 6, In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Verse 7, Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Yahweh and depart from evil. Verse 8, It shall be healthy to thy neighbor and marrow to thy bones. Verse 9. Honor the Yahweh with thy substance and with thy first fruit. For all therein increase. Verse 10. So shall they be, hallelujah, honor the Yahweh with all their substance and with thy first fruit. of all their increase. Verse 10, so shall they, I don't know the word, be filled with pleasure and the props and shall out with new wine. Verse 11, my son, despise not the chastising of the Yahweh, neither be weary of his correction. Verse 12, for whom the Yahweh love, he correct, even as a father the son in wisdom, even as a father the son in who he delight. Verse 13, happy is the man that find wisdom, and the man that get understanding. And I'm gonna go over and read in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 19, verse 18. Pardon me? The simple, the simple inherit folly, but the poor are crowned with knowledge. Verse 19. The evil bow before the good. I don't know. Let me go back and read.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The evil bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteousness. Verse 20. The poor is hated even of his own neighbor. But the rich have many friends. Verse 20. He that despises his neighbor sinneth, but he that have mercy on the poor, happy is he. Verse 20, 22. Do you not hear that divide evil, but mercy and truth shall be to them that devour good. Verse 23. In all labor there is
profit,
but they talk of the lies, lips tender only to
penury.
Verse 24, the crown of the wise is the riches, but the foolish of fools is folly. And I'm going to stop right there and say, hallelujah, Qua.
Hallelujah, Qua.
All right, remember tomorrow's call, the special edition call Thursday evening back on the 6 o'clock. Now, Mother D, F, Israel, C, Roy, pick it back up in that Genesis, and it's walking on down. And Mother E, tell me 1 Timothy chapter 2. Down at verse 15. Now we to get out and get the closing statements out. Take it down to 18, that mother D up Israel and closing statement. Come on.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 14 to 18. Verse 14. And Yahweh said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field. Upon your belly shall you go, and thus shall you eat all the days of your life. Verse 15, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. It shall bruise your head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. 16, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception in sorrow. You shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you. 17. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened, listened unto the voice of your wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. And sorrow shall you eat of it all the days of your life. Verse 18, thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to you, and you shall eat the herb of the field.
Yeah, read verse 19. Read verse 19.
Verse 19. In the sweat of your face shall you eat bread till you return unto the ground. For out of it was you taken, for dust you are, and unto dust shall you return.
But now you see, that's the origin of what happened. That's why, remember, when you get a mate, the first thing she both tell you, you may ask, well, what is your desire? Well, my desire, I want to be the mayor of some great city. Well, no, that's not. Your first desire is to be to that man.
Right.
This is what happened in the garden. Your number one desire is to be what that man is on. So now you see what happened. He said, because you did this, my woman, your desire is to be to him, and he shall rule over you. Now, it was the Almighty put in place. So that's why you got to make sure you got your 37th prayer of Yahweh, man, because if you get in front of that man, you're out of the will of Yahweh. So you just can't get to any kind of man. The man's job is to rule over you by the mouth of Yahweh, not because you got britches on. That's why I make sure you got your Yahweh, man. All right, mother. D.F. Israel, closing statement, you're on the clock, come on.
Well, I want to read 1 Maccabees chapter 12, verses 9 and 15. Verse 9 reads, therefore, we also, albeit we need none of these things, for that we have the righteous book of scriptures in our hand to comfort us. Verse 15, for we have help from heaven that secure us, so as we are delivered from our enemies, and our enemies are brought underfoot. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Excellent, mother. Very excellent. And our mother, he's going to make a little slight detour. Now, what happened in the garden, it happened. Certain things got to come behind it. Conversation got to change. Let's go to Ruth chapter 1, 16 through 18. Let's go to Ruth chapter 1, mother, 16 through 18, and a closing statement. We're going now, conversation got to change now, Mother. Since we see now what happened, Adam was told one day, but that pure woman changed his mind. Huh? Changed his mind. It's okay. But now I'm going to tell you where you stand until I return. Your desire is supposed to be to him. What is your desire? It's what his desire is on. It's not what you want to be on. And this happened in the garden. It's whatever he on, you got to be on. That's why you got to have your 37-12. Because if you got, if you ain't got 37-12, his desire might be doing some things that can get you cut off. So you got to make sure you understand these things, see? So there go the foundation of what happened. Let's go to
Ruth.
Book called Ruth, chapter 1, 16 through 18, Mother. What it say in the closing scripture? Ruth, chapter 1, 16 through 18. Now, this is how you supposed to talk from that point on until the return of Yahweh comes. Ruth, chapter 1, 16 through 18, what it say?
Ruth, chapter 1, verse 16 through 18. Verse 16. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from falling after thee. But whether thou goest, I will go. And whether thou lodge, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thou Yahweh, my Yahweh. Verse 17. Where thou diest, will I die. And there will I be buried. And Yahweh do so to me and more also, if aught but depart thee and me. Verse 18. When she saw that she was steadfast, minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her.
So you see what I'm about here now? So now when you to know that you're working with something, when you came up a little bit and say, hey woman, what your desire is? Oh, my desire to be a great big teacher somewhere in Beverly Hills somewhere. Well, you see, right then and there, you know, you ain't working with nothing. She ain't been taught right. No, your desire will be to me. Well, I'm on, you on. That is your number one desire if you want to be up under Yahweh. Whatever I'm on, you got to be on.
Hallelujah.
Because we're reading what happened in the garden when you read the third chapter. This would happen, and Yahweh stepped in and told the woman, from this point on, your desire is going to be to him, and he going to rule over you. See? That's why now you got to make sure the man you got is a Yahweh man to come to Yahweh. Then you'll be all right. See? Now you'll be all right. Good. All right. What? Close statement that mother, and give me and show you that it'll work right. The young lion have me, Toby. They pulled down the verse. They had that waiting on a young lion. So we see now it'll work. But now you got to understand what you got to do. Now you teach your offsprings that, listen, if you got female offsprings, say, listen, the man that you get must be a Bible-told man that you know keep the Torah instructions. Because his responsibility is to rule over you. That been by order by the Almighty. It ain't no Teddy Pendergrass 50-50 love. No, that's showtime stuff. That ain't Bible. You heard the truth in the Bible. So you make a judgment to the Bible if you want the blessing of Yahweh. And the blessing will be great once we read Tobit chapter 4, chapter 8, 4 through 8. Now, Mother, your closing statement, come on, we'll catch you tomorrow on a special edition called Thursday evening. Take your time. Come on.
Oh, thank you for praising Yahweh for the class. Thanking and praising Yahweh for being in the class, and thanking and praising Yahweh for the teachers, and thanking and praising Yahweh for the listeners. And I'm going to say hallelujah, Yahweh.
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 Get them up on the best edition called Thursday evening. So now, this is where the ruling comes from. Now, if we want to get to where we got to get to, we got to obey. So if you were born a female, that's the rule. But now, a man of Yahuwah can tell you the benefit of it and watch how the woman responds once man of Yahuwah in his position, then for her to be in her position, this becomes conversation 8. Go down to verse 8. Bring it, young line.
Okay, we're going over there to the book of Tobit, chapter 8, verse 4 down to verse number 8. Verse 4, read. And after that, they were both shut in together. Tobias rose out of the bed and said, sister, arise and let us pray that Yahuwah would have pity on us. Verse 5. Then began Tobias to say, blessed are you. Blessed are you, O Yahuwah, by far. And blessed is your righteous and glorious name forever. Let the heavens bless you and all your creatures. Verse 6. You made his Adam and gave him Eve, his wife, for an helper and said, of them came mankind. You have said, it is not good that man should be alone. Let us make unto him an aid like unto himself. Verse 7. And now, O Yahuwah, I take not this my sister for love, but uprightly. Therefore, mercifully ordain that we may become aids together. Verse 8. And she said with him, hallelujah, Yahuwah, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
See that? And him saying hallelujah, Yahuwah, because the order of things is on the table now. Now, Paul read all that in 11 chapter 1 through 9 and closing statement, that young line. So Paul read all that, 1 Corinthians 1. Now, all that he had to go to the Corinthians because it was out of order. So Paul had to address them in 1 Corinthians 11, 1 through 9, and the closing statement, that young line, you on the clock, come on.
All right, we're going over there to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 1 down to verse 9. Verse 1 reads, be you followers of me, even as I also am of Yahuwah the Son. Verse 2. Now I praise you, brother, that you remember me in all things and keep the orders as I delivered them to you. Verse 3. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Yahuwah the Son. And the head of the woman is the man. And the head of Yahuwah the Son is Yahuwah the Father. Verse 4. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his father. Verse 5. But every woman that prayeth or prophesies with her head uncovered, dishonors her head. For that is even all one as if she were shaved. Verse 6. For if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaved, let her be covered. Verse 7. For a man indeed are not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of Yahuwah, but the woman is the glory of the man. Verse 8. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Verse number 9. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man.
Mm-hmm. So the woman, you got to understand your creation, you was made to be a help meet to him. That is your first priority according to Yahuwah. That's the reason you come to existence, is to make sure that Yahuwah man is up front first. If you understand the rules and regulations, you're on the will of Yahuwah. But if you step in front of that man, you're not in the will of Yahuwah. So, but make sure that man's a Yahuwah man that can treat you right. Not old Joker because he got long checking 14 shoes. Photo statement, that young line, all yours. Catch you tomorrow at 6 p.m. You on the clock, come out.
Thank you, Yahuwah, for another blessed day to read his word. An opportunity in life to be able to meet the seer, Israel, Seed Roy, to be able to learn under his counseling, his wise counseling. And thanking Yahuwah for giving me a wife and children to raise and teach them the word of Yahuwah. I want to thank also the Yahuwah for the elders, praying that they continue to keep our elders strong, and our mother strong, and thank Yahuwah for them as well. Also, thank you, Yahuwah, for blessing all the six anointed camps to be able to receive the word of Yahuwah. Thank you, Yahuwah, for the teachers and the brothers and sisters in all the six anointed camps. I also want to read the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 5. Verse 1 reads, likewise, you wives, being subjected to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversions of the wives. Verse 5, for after this manner, in the old time, the righteous women also, who trusted in Yahuwah, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Hallelujah, Wah. Hallelujah, Wah.
Hallelujah,
Wah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.